Gwyddi da, dwi'n gwybod beth nasi o'ch lach i'r ffordd beth sy'n hwan mae'r un yn y gyda'r procedures a ni'n meddwl gyda'r sefyllio gyda'r magasian yn ddiolch ag nasi beth sy'n bod yn sbrys o'n gael yr ydw i'r beth sy'n ydi yn bai ati yn pwyl ati beth sy'n meddwl yn beth sy'n ydi'r ffordd lach sefi pwyl ati beth sy'n ffrans yn ddiolch beth sy'n 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 Patient bubbling with degenerative perimetal muscle biopsy of small intestine were done to a serious infection as a part of malabsorption workup as a part of anemia. This patient appeared to be in a commodity sized stomach pouch, actually, surprisingly. Retinal infection could be done, the upper body of stomach for nostalgic gastrointestinal muscle was put in. Patient mild to moderate gastro biopsy of anemia had a fever following. This was a disjunction, and also a small hiatal hernia. At the disjunction side, I saw a deep ulceration with the thickening of the mucosa, the adjacent mucosa. Multiple biopsy were taken through any new plastic changes. Most likely this ulcer could be contributing to the cause of anemia. It's not bleeding at this time. Post biopsy, no active bleeding happened. The salvage otherwise unremarkable. It was a suspicion of small precipitation on complication. Patient turned around, KY jelly pararectum, see scope of plate rectum. The tumor is transformed by pressure and calling by pressure. This is thickened. Dr. Picture. There were people liquid is still very active water flushing up. I did not see evidence in the polymer down to the same place. That's where by rectum and lipid internal hemorrhage, modified internal hemorrhage, bleeding, scale assertion, small precipitation on complication, find them on disjunction also the distal esophagus, deeply ulcer, deep ulcer, no visible vessel, with the edges appear to be irregular. Mucosa changes, biopsy was taken through a new plastic was infirmity changes. Could this be? Could they have new plastic changes on this improve otherwise? Number two, assessment surgical changes from the gastric bypass. No evidence in the gastric duodenal asthmatic ulceration or asthmatic stenosis. Both limb of the duodenum appear remarkable. Patient in a moderate sized stomach pouch noted. Small hiatal hernia. The stomach has multiple gastritis. Biopsy has recovered the pyloric. The smaller biopsy, small intestine biopsy, who are treated with pseudonymphagus. Number five, colonoscopy of the cecum, fair prep, multiple irrigation water was in to clean the colon, small amounts of part of the navel, but I did not see a large mass on the ulcer. Colitis were number six, internal hemorrhage, moderate size, not breathing, of similar recommendation. I believe the additional colleague there for achieving an ulcer biopsy. So, even if biopsy comes negative, recommendation of upper and nasty ultrasound for evaluation of the gastric G-junction distal pelvic ulcer to write new plastic through our adjunct carcinoma or cervical cancer. The esophagus, number two, away from the stomach, because of the liquid pathology, number three, away from the small biopsy, number four, sarcatophate 1 gram QID and protonic for 40 milligram daily, and repeat colonoscopy in 3 years. And depending on the endoscopic ultrasound finding, we'll repeat the upper and vaccines are negative for any new plastic changes at the G-junction ulcer, then repeat EGD in about 6 to 8 weeks followed this up ulcer. Patients should have checked CBC, ISRC, IBC. If needed, iron supplementation will be done. Lifestyle modification and dictation. Please send back a copy to your patient's primary care provider, Dr. Eva Barco, BRCL, and Dr. Parinfetti. Their procedure is April 9th, 2022, April 9th, 2022.